A hearing has been set for October 28th for all 5 supervisors of Warren County to determine whether they should keep their positions on the board thanks to a citizen petition for their removal. All 5 were indicted last month on misdemeanor charges for failing to act when public funds were allegedly being embezzled through the county's Economic Development Authority. Those indictments were the last straw for Bonnie Gabbert, who had already begun talking to an attorney in July about using a petition for a recall election.
When the entire Board of Supervisors got indicted for malfeasance and nonfeasance, the attorney reached out to me and he said, Bonnie, you know, this is the perfect time to do this if you want to do it.
Virginia is one of the few states that does not allow for recall elections. But as Gabbert and the rest of the Front Royal Warren County Citizen Alliance found out, there was another option. Their attorney, Timothy Johnson of Berryville, explains.
If district in the last election for a board of supervisor was 1,000 persons who voted in total, then to be able to proceed with a petition for removal, there need to be 10% of that 1,000 people.
There are 5 districts within Warren County that each elect a supervisor. Each district needed between 100 and 250 signatures for the petition to be viable. After that petition was filed with the courts on Friday, it fell to Judge Bruce Albertson to proceed by issuing a rule to show cause,
which is a standard type of order that is entered in all kinds of cases.
And if things go as planned in the courtroom on the 28th?
Then it's an actual court case where the judge will be the determining factor as to whether these persons should remain in office or not at that time.
Gabbert lives in the North River District, close to the county seat of Front Royal proper. With the help of 4 other petitioners and 12 volunteers, they collected a total of 941 signatures, snagging the last 100 or so on Thursday evening. Besides organizing on social media, Gabbert says they've been pounding the pavement to reach everyone who wants to sign the petition.
We had our first signing event was at the park. We have gone to livestock auctions and set up in the road and waved people down. Lowe's parking lot with these big signs. A local barbershop in town, beauty salon, that actually is collecting signatures for us, which was phenomenal.
And Gabbert has cross-checked every address herself to make sure that there are no duplicates and that each signature is in the appropriate district. While not everybody agrees with her, she says that most people have responded enthusiastically to the petition.
I think everybody's really angry. That's the feeling that I'm getting from people. Mm-hmm. When they look at me and they say, give me that sheet, this has got to stop. You know, these people have ripped us off enough. They've, taken our tax dollars and used it for their own purposes. The perception is that they have been taken advantage of.
Local residents were especially incited by a county board meeting a few weeks ago when the supervisors brought up the possibility of using county dollars to pay for their legal fees. They ultimately tabled the decision until their December meeting.
And everybody just went crazy in that room. So then they decided to wait to postpone it until the December 15th meeting.
Even without the petition, 3 of the seats are on the ballot next month. Their current supervisors' terms are over at the end of the year. Only 1 of the supervisors nearing the end of his term is running for re-election, Tom Sayre of the Shenandoah District. He's also the only supervisor who has publicly announced that he would not use taxpayer money for his legal fees.
It was wild indeed. They had a hard time keeping people in line that night.
Gabbert was born in Front Royal and spent part of her childhood here. She and her husband returned from Northern Virginia to retire in 2005.
I think that Front Royal is a wonderful town, but I'm hoping that this will help clean up the biggest parts of what's wrong.
That sentiment of cleaning up or taking back the county has been echoed by others who helped organize the petition.
One thing I've really enjoyed about working on this is that I've had an opportunity to a number of the volunteers, including Bonnie, of course, who really have this great passion for trying to clean up Warren County.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.